This is Sophie Grant interviewing Kelly Griffiths for the NoFit State Archive Project. The date is the 28th of April 2015 and the time is 12 minutes past four. Kelly, can you say your full name and spell it for me, please?
Yeah, it's Kelly Griffiths, K-E-L-L-E-Y-G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H-S.
Can you tell me what role you have played for the circus?
At the moment, I'm associate producer on Bianco 2015.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
I work with Tom Rack, the creative producer, and at the moment I'm doing lots of work on, well, I have been until today, casting, getting the new performers in, getting a new sound engineer, drummer, organising kind of contracts and wages and helping reinvent the bookkeeping system, the project kind of account management system. And lots of travel logistics, making sure that everyone knows what they're meant to be doing and when, and that it happens on time and on budget.
Cool. So what did you do before NoFit State?
Directly before or in general?
Basically, what did you do to build up to get this position with NoFit State?
That's a weird one. There's no logical progression. I don't know where to start.
What sort of things led you into this role? Any experience before?
I went back to university recently and did technical production management for theatre in London, in the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama. And when I was there, I wrote to Zoe at NoFit State obsessively until she gave me a placement, and I came and volunteered for them in Eden Project in Labyrinth as like a technical person, so doing like welding and scaffolding and building and painting and anything they needed. And then since then, between now and then, I've done lots of things. I've produced like some contemporary dance shows in London. I've performed with like an immersive theatre company that I helped set up all in London, and done lots of like marketing and promotion for music promoters and music management companies. I've worked with like Baseline Circus and Fusion Festival, done lots of production management, lots of different things like dance, music, theatre across the board. And then I ran an innovation company recently for about a year and a half in London. So I was like a project manager, helping with funding applications and building an electric bicycle, which was a bit weird. And before that, I was running music venues, nightclubs and stuff like that. I also started a company making globes, like big, huge ones made out of plaster and scrim. So I've not done normal things.
It sounds like you've done some really interesting things.
Yeah, I've done lots of things that don't necessarily lead on to circus, so it doesn't make sense.
It's all kind of interlinked though, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of project management and starting companies, starting projects, realising visions, whether that be starting a globe-making company or, you know, starting a new venue or creating a project from scratch. I do a lot of kind of like, somebody's got a crazy idea, then I step in and go, right, okay, where do we get the money? How do we make that happen? So I guess that is the kind of the thread of consistency through all of the weird things that I've done. It's managing systems and making sure that there's enough money to do what we want to do.
Sounds
making
great.
Things happen.
So what was it that made you choose NoFit State?
I went to Atlantic College. It's the United World College of the Atlantic, which is in Llantwit Major, St. Donat's, not far from here. And I studied theatre arts there, and my theatre arts teacher took us to see Immortal 2, an old NoFit State tented show, Forenza show, that was in Barry, I think, and he took us to see it. And at that point, I'd never seen a theatre show, I've never seen a pantomime, I've never been to the theatre. Like, it was the first thing I'd ever seen, and it blew my fucking mind. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen anything. And for that to be the first thing you've ever seen is pretty spectacular, and it stuck with me. And I remember now, like, seeing Rhi on the cloud swing, and I remember the weird, like, netted funnel thing in the middle and the baby silhouette in the misty water at the end. And I thought it was just the most amazing, weird, magical, crazy bunch of people and thing that had been created I'd ever seen. And I decided, I was like, one day I'll work with them, or at least go see them again. And I went to see them again that year in Edinburgh, actually, up in the Fringe. And then nothing for ages, because I went then to university in London to study Tibetan language and the theory of religion. So I changed path, and I was like, sure, that was going to happen. And then I eventually went back to uni to do theatre and remembered that show I saw with all the weird people and the crazy things flying through the air, and thought, ah, maybe I could do that. And that's when I started writing to Zoe, being like, hey, let me come and work with you. You guys are amazing. And yeah, and then I just kept coming back.
I'm glad you managed to get to work with them.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice. I literally emailed and phoned so many times until I remember Zoe phoning me one day and being like, hi, yeah, you keep writing about volunteering. We could use somebody here in Eden. And I booked a ticket there and then, and like packed my tent and my stuff and was like on a train. Wow, that was
amazing.
It.
Amazing. So what shows have you worked on?
I worked on Labyrinth for the Creation Month in Eden. I think that was like in 2011. That was just like an assistant. I just followed Tom and Tim around with whatever they needed doing. And then I came back as a production manager on Noodles for the recreation here in Cardiff. And then we took it to Dundee and then to Edinburgh Fringe. That was 2013. So I did that. And then I did another autumn tour in 2013 as a production toury manager person with Noodles. And then I came back last year to help fill in some of the gaps when Zoe left. So I came and did a week in Edinburgh and the month in Utrecht to help with that crossover. And then I did Noodles again as their kind of tour production manager the beginning of this year, while simultaneously working on the pre-production for Bianco. So I started my kind of producer trainee role thing in November last year, but worked on Noodles and Bianco. But at the moment I'm just on Bianco, and okay, we'll be until it ends.
What was your most enjoyable show and why?
I think it's going to be this one that's about to happen. Because I know I haven't seen it yet, but because this is the only one I will be here right from the beginning, and I will have helped with the whole process, and that's what gets me excited, is seeing the whole kind of creation and development of something from its initial idea through to the final show. So actually I love Labyrinth because for the same reason, I was there at the beginning and I helped make everything and I helped put up the scaffolding and painting the, you know, the bathtub that Lyndall sat in, and seeing going from that and how it all developed and seeing the rehearsals and the whole thing being put together to the opening night. That was so exciting. And I'm going to have that experience again now. So we've just got all the cast and the rehearsals have started. So I think this one's going to be the best one. Because the last one, I was working in the office. I didn't really get to see the development of it. So Bianco was good. Noodles was good. But I didn't feel like I had any investment in it as a show. So Labyrinth and this one are the most interesting.
Okay, great. So have any disasters happened?
Yeah, daily. That's what a producer does, deal what with sort of disasters. Just like
things we had to face.
Like the ferries, the fucking ferries, you know. Trying to get 40 people in all their different vehicles with their dogs, and they're towing this trailer and that trailer from one place to the other, isn't as easy as it sounds, unfortunately.
It doesn't sound that easy.
It's not that easy. And, like, you know, just, yeah, there's always disasters and things, like six performers deciding not to continue with the show 3 or 4 weeks before the rehearsals start. So emergency recasting. 2 weeks ago, actually, no, last week, the drummer that we thought we had on board pulled out, disappeared down a crack in the floor. So we, at the moment, we don't have a drummer, so we're like panicking, trying to find somebody who can come and start a 6-month contract yesterday. So there's perpetual firefighting opportunities in a role like this, because there's always something that will not go according to plan. And yeah, I couldn't even begin to name all of them.
I'm sure you face that quite a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think your role's changed much from when you first came on board to what it is now? Or?
Massively. In terms of, like, since I started working with No Fit State, I began, you know, just running around painting things and figuring out how to weld and how do I get this, you know, plant put up to the top of that thing, because Forenza wants it, shit. Running around kind of figuring out who everyone was and what was going on, to now kind of being in some kind of role whereby I get to help orchestrate things and make decisions and make things happen, as opposed to just being like a dog's body, as it were. So there's been, like, for me personally, there's been a massive progression from just like volunteer there, willing to do absolutely anything and wanting to get involved and see how everything works, to actually kind of feeling like I'm part of the family now, and that, you know, I have an understanding of why things are done how they are, like how the tent goes up, how we cast a show, how the budgets are done, how the contracts are done, and playing a part in all of that is a huge, you know, development from 3 years ago when I started out, and even from like Noodles just doing it on a smaller scale, now doing that kind of with not 5 people touring but 40 people touring, it's, you know, upscaled massively. So every day I learn something new. All the time.
Thank you for talking to me. I know you're about to cut it short because you've got to go to a meeting, but I feel like you've told me some really interesting things.
Yeah.
So yeah, hope you have a nice day. The time now is 4:24.
There we go.
Yeah. That's it. Done.
Woo!
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm more interested in what you're saying than it seems. But if I keep saying then someone's going to cut all that out.
That's okay. If we need to do it again or some other time,
sure,
that's fine.
But
like, I thought I had a flower, but then yesterday...
I got, like, more information out of you than some people I've done for 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, maybe I just find...
I can talk.
Maybe I just find you more interesting than some of the other people.
Do you know what? I